Three words kick off this edition of the Business News Hour. China, trade, jitters. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 6th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for clicking through again. The markets tanked early but rallied a bit. A major U.S. newspaper today fired all of their staff. Not kidding about that. Since when is $2.7 billion a tiny bridge loan? We'll tell you about that story. Have you heard about the business that's selling friendship to lonely people? No, we're not talking about dating services, but something completely different. Those stories and more. Plus, it's Monday, the day when we're with Laura Kennard from Drake University and dmbizmixer.com. Business education and events in Des Moines and in Iowa coming up today. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? Yeah, you can do that, you know. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, those three little words, China, trade, and jitters, sent the Dow down today by over 400 points as investors grappled with the threat of even more tariffs, plus a possible sinking of any U.S.-China trade deal. President Trump said in a tweet on Sunday afternoon that the current 10% levies on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods will rise to 25% on Friday. He also threatened to impose 25% tariffs on an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese goods, and he said, quote, shortly, end quote. Though trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing officials are set to resume on Wednesday, the president lamented that the progress is moving too slowly as China tries to renegotiate terms of the deal. For 10 months, China has been paying tariffs to the United States of 25% on $50 billion of high tech and 10% on $200 billion of other goods. Now, those payments are partially responsible for our great economic results. The 10% will go up to 25% on Friday. That's $325 billion. The Wall Street Journal reported that China is considering canceling its trade talks with the U.S. this week in light of Trump's latest threats. Citing a source, the journal said Beijing had been surprised by the new threats. We'll have all the details and further numbers later in the newscast. Now, this is going to be hard to digest, but today, a major U.S. newspaper fired its entire staff. You heard that right. Fired them all. The Times-Picayune, the primary newspaper in New Orleans, was founded back in 1837. It was just announced it had been sold to its major rival. The deal? Well, the deal will result in the layoff of every member of the Times-Picayune staff. It's another reminder of how hard the traditional newspaper industry has fallen in recent years. The Times-Picayune has been owned by the extremely wealthy Newhouse family via its Advance Publication umbrella. That's the name of their company. The company also owns newspapers in Michigan, New Jersey, and Ohio. The family additionally owns Condé Nast, which publishes a number of magazines, including Vogue. Well, Condé Nast has lost money for several years and has gone through several series of layoffs and recently added a new chief executive officer. The Times-Picayune online operations use a brand called NOLA. That's New Orleans, Louisiana, NOLA.com. And the entire Advance Publications New Orleans operation became known as NOLA Media Group. Okay? In 2012, the company decided to cut the paper's frequency to 3 times a week from 7 days a week. So they were only going to publish 3 times a week. It only printed the paper on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. The moves were meant to save money. But then competition from a rival paper caused the NOLA Media Group to return the frequency to 7 days a week. The Baton Rouge-based The Advocate moved to New Orleans with its own newspaper and started to take business away from NOLA and the Times-Picayune. The owners of The Advocate are John and Dethel Georges, and they are the buyers of NOLA. It was their decision to fire the staff at their newly acquired company. In total, 161 people have lost their jobs. It's hard to imagine that the decision about the Times-Picayune will not be followed by similar ones in other cities, or that the current owners of papers will continue to cut costs until there are no costs left to cut. On a rare occasion, an extremely rich owner might save a newspaper. It's happened in Minneapolis, Philadelphia, Las Vegas, and Boston, but it's not a model the entire industry can count on. 161 people gone today. Morgan Stanley today said that the $2.7 billion in fresh capital that's being raised by Tesla is only a 12-month bridge. The firm thinks Elon Musk's electric vehicle company needs to begin manufacturing and selling its lower-priced cars in China sooner rather than later. Today, Adam Jonas, an analyst with Morgan Stanley who's been very cautious about the electric car manufacturer, said the demand is still the number one challenge facing the company. Tesla reported a larger-than-expected loss in the first quarter as total vehicle sales fell 41% from the previous quarter. The $2.7 billion raise is a stopgap, then, for Tesla, Jonas said. And some of Morgan Stanley's estimates for Tesla's cash on hand run uncomfortably low from quarter to quarter in the coming year. While the amount raised was about what Morgan Stanley expected, the capital infusion came a quarter early than the firm thought it would. So, selling in the number one electric vehicle market in the world has got to come fast, says Morgan Stanley. Fast. Wow. And then there's that, you know, that trade thingy. Yeah, stay tuned. You would think with all of the social media out there that people would be better connected today than ever before. But that's not the case. And loneliness is something that Ben Smith hopes to capitalize on. Smith is the CEO and founder of Tribe. It's a co-living space with seven locations in Brooklyn whose motto is, quote, "We help you make friends," end quote. Tribe offers furnished rooms at a premium. A bed in a shared room costs between $750 and $950, while prices for a single room range from $1,150 to $1,700. Bathrooms, by the way, and kitchens are shared. According to Smith, however, the product really is people. The goal is to provide residents, many of whom are recent transplants to the city of New York, with a pre-made social fabric. He went on to say, New York can be an extremely isolating place, especially if you're here for a new job. It's easy to fall into the trap of commuting to work and then going right back home if you don't know anybody. End quote. Well, over the past decade, on-demand connection has become both a big business and a powerful marketing opportunity. From co-living apartments to co-working spaces to apps that help facilitate human connection. There's a lot of investment in infrastructure being built around services that help humans bond with other humans. How many services? We counted. Dozens. From casual dating to co-working to co-living. It's really quite a story. If you're feeling alone, you need to check out the story on Vox, V-O-X. It is really pretty interesting. Well, stocks recovered the bulk of their earlier losses today as investors bet China and the United States will still strike a trade deal despite President Donald Trump's threats to hike tariffs on Chinese imports. The Dow ended the day down just 66 points at 26,438, while the S&P 500 closed down by 0.4% at 29,32, and the NASDAQ lost 0.5%, falling to 81,23. The market's comeback accelerated after CNBC reported that the Chinese delegation will, in fact, travel to the U.S. to continue negotiations this week, but, according to sources, it is going to be a smaller group than originally planned. Shares of Apple and Caterpillar were off their worst levels of the session, closing more than 1% lower. But earlier in the day, Apple fell as much as 3.9%, while Caterpillar lost 3.4%. The apparent about-face in trade sentiment by Trump left some Wall Street insiders worried about the effects on the U.S. equity market, which was fresh off some record highs. Wall Street also contended with news of the U.S. deploying a carrier group and bombers to the Middle East as tensions with Iran increase. The move, according to National Security Advisor John Bolton, said this was a warning to the Iranian regime, noting, quote, "The United States is not seeking war with the Iranian regime, but we are fully prepared to respond to any attack," end quote. Well, the obvious question to that last story is this. Has anybody out there heard that Iran is planning an attack on the United States? Anybody? You know, we watch the news pretty carefully, and we haven't seen that. Have you? Yikes. Gold was up by 4 cents today to close at $62.68 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note fell a bit, paying 2.49%. Carrier Group? Attacks? I don't know. Hey, when we come back, Laura Kennard is in to talk about business networking and educational events from the upcoming AMA Iowa Nova Awards to AntraFest being held in eastern Iowa. Laura Kennard's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.